C-23. Jackson High School, Sandalwood, California. While much of the nation's sporting attention was focused some 80 miles north of the small town of Sandalwood, the local grudge match going on under the lights at Jackson High meant just as much to the kids involved as the big televised game meant to its millionaire participants. If anything, this finely poised game meant even more to the parents of the players than it did to the players themselves, and the small bleachers were packed with excited families. Some observers were slightly less excited and interested in the on-field proceedings than others, such as the young girl who paid far less attention to the game than to her alien action figures and the sphere and plaque combo toy she had received free with her burger and fries earlier in the afternoon as part of the fast food chain's link-up with Caitlin Judd's recent movie, The Fourth Plaque. During a particularly tense passage of play, in which her big brother was heavily involved, this young girl pulled on her father's arm in an attempt to get his attention. "One minute," he said, focusing firmly on the game. The girl was unrelenting.
"But Daddy, Daddy, look at the sky, that plane is on fire!"
This caught the man's attention. He looked up, initially frustrated by the interruption, and his mouth fell open as soon as he saw it. For all the world, it looked like his daughter was right. The brilliant fireball, trail and all, did look passably like a burning plane. Others had now spotted the incredible sight and were urgently calling their sons off the field. The object in the sky wasn't falling and looked instead like it was passing overhead at tremendous altitude. Some parents reached for their phones to record the incident, while others ran down from the bleachers in a second and firmer effort to persuade their focused sons to forget about the game and run for cover.
"Why is the plane on fire?"
the young girl asked, fiddling with her sphere and plaque toy as she gazed up in wonder. "It's not a plane," her father said as he scooped her up to join the growing mass of players and spectators huddling under the back of the bleachers. "I think it's a meteor." No one knew whether the presumed meteor was going to explode, a la Kerguelen, and no one knew how high it was and how much protection the school's cheaply constructed bleachers might offer if it shattered into pieces and small meteorites shot to the ground like shards of glass. "Justin!" the man yelled, calling his son over as the boy slowly meandered off the field with some of his equally blasé teammates. The teenage boy sulked over, took his helmet off, and shook his head in frustration.
"That play was going to come off," he lamented.
"Well, I don't want your head to come off if a meteorite falls onto the field," his father replied. "The game will restart when it's safe."
"When all our momentum is gone?" Justin moaned.
"Maybe the aliens just wanted to see the game," his little sister suggested.
"Don't worry, Haley, it's not the aliens," Justin said, lowering himself to her level and speaking gently.
He then looked at his father and raised his eyebrows twice, silently but clearly encouraging him to say something to the same effect.
"Yeah," their father said after a long pause, during which the commotion of countless frightened families cowering under the bleachers filled the silence. "It's probably not the aliens."